The Cardinals host the Pirates, and Andrew McCutchen, who starts in center field Tuesday for the suspended Starling Marte. More on that in a moment. In the bottom of the first, the Cardinals threaten against Chad Kuhl.
The 2-2. Little check swing. Bell charges to the plate. Save! Fowler running on contact. And Piscotty, excuse me, swing an RBI, and it's 1-0 Cardinals.
It's coated, it's really coated material, and when you're able to pick it up that quickly, it's just amazing how those guys would do it.
Garcia rifles it to the gap in right center field. The ball gets down, goes all the way to the wall. Jose Martinez is rounding third. He's trying to score. Here comes the throw going toward third base, and Garcia is out at third. But he doubles in. Jose Martinez, 2-0 Cardinals. It's a double, an RBI, and Garcia is thrown out at third base. The second RBI of the year for Greg Garcia.
We'd like to say it's got to be two outs.
0-1 pitch, back to 0. To Molina for the out. And he nearly threw it away. Two down, and the bases remain loaded. The 1-2, fly ball, Grichik. He is there, and the Cardinals somehow, some way, escape with a 2-1 win.
Danny, that's a really big win right there, I think. You get not a whole lot of offense. You still get the runs on the board that you need. You get tested at the end, and you come through with a win. I think that's a big win for the Cardinals. Sets up something for tomorrow, but look for this team to play a little bit better at home. Start getting back on track.
Soon Juan Oh allows three hits in the frame, but still picks up save number two. The Cardinals win 2-1. Mike Leake goes 6 1/3 and gives up one run for his second win of the year. And bad news for Pittsburgh, Starling Marte has been suspended for 80 games for performance-enhancing drug use. Thanks to excellent pitching from Mike Leake and company, the Cardinals have won back-to-back games for the first time all season. Here's St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
Yeah, Leake just continues to, you know, with what he started, he's just been really impressive with how he's locating every pitch. And you know, the movement looks right, everything. He's doing a terrific job.
He's talked about how he's worked to make some better sinker less distinguishable. Have you noticed anything else that's different this year that's been effective?
It's just where he's putting every pitch, and he's able to throw every pitch on both sides of the plate. And just a little more, I'd say that sinker and cutter are closer to the same velocity. But you know, you're kind of working off the middle and running at both sides. That's a tough at bat if you're putting it on the corner.
Were you afraid you were going to lose that call at first base there?
At the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew he stutter stepped, hesitated, and you know, that's an out we need right there.
Always struggled so far, but pitching in and out of a jam like he did tonight, is that something he could build on?
You know, he's the same guy all the time. You get him in that situation, and he just knows he's going to get it done. Unfortunately, we gave him a couple extra outs right there, and that's something that we can't do, and we're improving on. But those can come back to bite you for sure. But you know, he's making the big pitches in the big situations. I just know he'd rather stay out of those tougher situations. Possibly, you know, that could possibly be it. I mean, you're afraid to go out there and throw him an inning when you might need him 3 days in a row with one run lead. So trying to get him enough work, let him kind of lead on that. The guy knows what he's doing. He knows when he needs to pitch. So we follow his lead. I see just a little bit with the slider up in the zone, more so than we saw last year. And it's something that he's working on to get that down bite instead of side to side. But he's getting better with it. Yeah, you know, it was really Cecil and Bowman, I believe, both are right there. We can put them in those situations. We needed Brett to get us out of the previous inning, and I think it says a lot about Matt Bowman and how he, whatever role we give him, he seems to do a great job with. And he's equally effective with the lefties, with the movement and the deception. He's very important piece right now.
Nice to see Dexter provide that spark early on.
Yeah, and then nice job on the bases too, where he gets that great jump to be able to score on a check swing. But that was, you know, aggressiveness all the way around. You know, you go up there, seeing him taking pitches a little better. He's seeing the ball. Good things are going to happen.
The Cardinals now have a chance to sweep away the Pirates. The series will conclude on Wednesday afternoon as Michael Wacha makes the start for the Redbirds.